Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. We're not going to go through First Samuel, whichever Samuel we were on. We're going to do a totally different program today. But what I am going to do, we did invite other guests to join us. So what I'm going to do is just play a little soft music as I select people to join our call. So if you guys will just be patient, and then I'll come back in just a moment, okay?
Okay.
I don't see any more callers joining right now, so we're going to go ahead and get started. And as others do join, we will take a moment to acknowledge those. First of all, I would like to, I'm just going to go down my list so I can keep track of who, so that I may keep track of who's on the call, because I do see some new members. I have Auntie Cherry. I have Auntie Dot. I have someone whose number is. Let me just start off with this. I'm going to do a little house cleaning for the first, guys. In order for the call to go very well, I do need for you to mute your phones. If you can please mute your phones until you are asked to speak. Otherwise, we cannot hear the program or anyone speaking. If you can do that, we really would appreciate it. The other house cleaning issue that I wanted to share is that we are going to kind of do a roundtable to allow people to say whatever they want to say. And if you don't have anything to say, you can say pass, or you can ask me to come back to you later. If I don't recognize your number, I'm going to say the last 4 digits of your number. And if you can let me know who you are, because I don't recognize your number. So we're going to start by doing that. I'm going to go down my list of who I have attending. When I get to those 4 numbers, just let me know who you are so that I can jot your name down. Let's start off. I have, and you don't have to acknowledge me right now. We're going to talk about all the pleasantries and good evenings and all of that later, okay? I have Brother Hubert. I have Mother May. I have Sister Loretta. I have Auntie Carrie. I have Auntie Dot. I have someone whose number ends in 5319. Can you acknowledge who you are?
Tawana.
Good evening, Cousin Tawana. Okay. I have Auntie Betty. I have Sister Shirley. And I have someone whose number ends in 7324.
That's me, Baby Daniel, I guess. Hey, Auntie.
Hi, little Daniel. How are you? Welcome.
All
right.
Thank you so much.
I have a number that ends in 3173.
Me, Bera.
Bera. Welcome, Cousin Bera.
Thank you.
All right. And then I have someone that ends in 2398.
That's me, Candace.
Good evening, Sister Candace.
Hi.
Righty. And I see that I have my daughter, Nakisha. The next person I see on the line, the number ends in 7151. I know it's hard to remember your numbers. You start with 404, it ends in 7151. Wait a minute. You know what? I got you muted. I apologize. Okay, if you can tell me who you are again. Number ends in 7151.
7151 is Tanger. Hello, everybody. 1308 is Sylvia.
All righty. I was going to go there. All right. Welcome, Cousin Tanger and Cousin Sylvia. Okay. I don't know if you guys know me, but I am a weeper. I get full with the Holy Spirit, so just ignore me, but we're going to get through this. So far, I have everyone logged in. I want to first thank everyone for taking time out of their busy day. Take time out your busy day to participate on this call. So I'm just going to go ahead and start it off and just be patient with my cheery eyes. So welcome to the family, the Nellum Family and Friends Weekly Program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. I would like to thank each of you for joining us on this day. As shared, we will do a different call today. After the opening prayer, we will conduct a roundtable to allow our prayer warriors to share verses of healing, personal prayers, or whatever is on your heart. So we're going to have Mother May lead us out in the opening prayer, and then I'll come back and share things with you. Heavenly Father, we come and we lift up Daniel to you today. We ask you, Lord, to heal his body. We ask you to gather in your name. We ask you, Lord, to give us a healing virtue. And we ask you for your miracle virtue in his body, Lord. You heal anointing, your miracle anointing, in your body. Father, we apply the blood of Jesus Christ over him from his head to the sole of his feet. We give you the praise, Lord, and we give you the honor. And we thank everybody that's on this line. Thanks for coming on to help us praise Daniel's name. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen,
amen, amen. Amen. Thank you for that opening prayer, Mother. Again, I just want to say good evening to everyone, and again, thank you for being here. Before we start our roundtable, just let me give you an update on how Daniel is doing. He is alert, and most of the time he knows he is in the hospital. When I was there, he was a typical Daniel, still trying to encourage me to help him get dressed so he can go home. Now, this was excellent news for the doctor because he was being his stubborn, usual self when he doesn't feel good. He won't answer his phone when he's at home. He won't call nobody. And so when the doctors kept asking him questions, he didn't say anything. This was a group of doctors that had never really treated him. This was their first shift, but they wasn't sure what was really going on or whether or not he was still here with us mentally. But when I stepped foot into that hospital, there was a sense of energy and conversation. He just lit up, and he was talking, and he also ate. So the doctors were very impressed to recognize. It helped them to with their diagnosis with what they were doing. But just to move forward on, he has still been his honorary self, very insistent on what he wants and when he wants it. I don't know how many times I had to lift him up in that bed when he couldn't get up. He said, I can do it, I can do it. I said, well, you just keep on trying and keep coming forward. He's also trying to remove his IVs from his arm. Just been a little difficult patient, but you know Daniel, he can be difficult at times. But it was mainly because he just hasn't gotten over the fact or he hasn't accepted his illness that he can't do things for himself. So, you know, taking that into consideration. So just want to share that the reason that he was in the hospital was because he was swollen all over his body. We took him into the emergency ward, and they recognized that he was full of fluid. So what they did was they drained the fluid from his body. It was at least 3 gallons of fluid. This fluid buildup did cause him to have pneumonia. Therefore, he is weak from this procedure with that.
Uh-huh.
Doctors indicated the tests that they performed thus far do not reflect any critical medical issues they are working with at this moment. Praise the Lord. He does have a blood clot on his lungs, yet it is not having any negative impact to his health. They believe it's been there since he had that stroke over 5 years ago, so they're not concerned about that. He is resting and relaxing. He's no longer trying to get out of the bed and go home, so that's a good thing. He is not eating as much but they do have IVs administering fluids to keep them hydrated. Unfortunately, he's unable to talk on his cell phone. It's not so much that he can't, it's just that it's an awkward position for him to get to the phone, keep the phone charged, and I don't know if you guys know, he already was down to one arm anyway. So everything is on his IVs and everything's on his arm that he uses, so it's not convenient for him to make phone calls. But I do stop by there and see him. We're unable to visit him at this time. Hopefully we'll know more by the end of the week when we can go in and truly visit with him and sit with him and show him our love. So we pray by the end of the week he's getting stronger and we can begin to get him back to using the phone so he can be interactive with the world around us. I just want to share that what Daniel is going through from my perspective and being in there, it reminds me so much of what I experienced 3 years ago. If I say something that may seem out of line, it is not my intention. I am just a realist. I can be direct, but by no means do they indicate that I lack compassion. I just remember when being wheeled into that operating room that Mom, and Keisha forgot to pray for me. I immediately just stopped my thoughts and started praying. Then I shared with God, if it is your will for me to not make it, I'm ready. But God knew I needed more time. I see that in what he is doing in my life today. So enough about me, but I felt it was important to share that what he's going through, I feel it's very similar to what I'm going through. Therefore, I believe and trust in God's promises that he will be healed. While praying this week, I began to dream, which I don't do or remember them often. But the Holy Spirit shared in my dream that we have not because we ask not. He put this on my heart that we need to pray as a family. I said to myself, I know I've been praying. I didn't quite understand this direction at first. Then it hit me. What better forum than to do it on our weekly Sunday call? Better yet, invite as many family and friends to attend. Just to share a little bit about my dream, that's why I don't like to dream, because they just seem so real to me. But there were a couple of things that the Holy Spirit laid on my heart. And one comes out of 2 Kings 6, where God provides an army of angels to protect Elijah. That morning when I woke up and I was in the shower and I was just praying for Daniel, I remembered that dream that I could see this army of angels just camped around Daniel's bed in the hospital. The second part of the dream that I remember comes out of 2 Kings 20. Remembers of Hezekiah turning his face to the wall. I don't know Daniel's relationship with the Lord, but I do know he knows Jesus. I pray to the Holy Spirit, if he needs more time to get things in order, ask for a miracle so that he can. And this is why I ask you guys to join me on this call so God can hear our prayers. As you all know, if it's two or more gathered, God is in our presence. And I know the Holy Spirit is here because I'm so full. So without further ado, enough about me, but let's go to the Father in prayer. Before we do that, we always do a worship song, so I'm going to play To Worship You, I Live.
If I had my choice, I would choose you every time. If I had my choice, I would choose you every time. And that's why
listen to it forever, but I do want to hear you guys' prayers, so we're going to move right along. Let me just share for those that are not accustomed to how we go about doing this. I will call upon you, and as I stated earlier, if you don't want to share anything at this moment, don't feel bad about it. We appreciate your participation regardless. You can say pass. But if you do have something to say, as you bring your information to a close, just say amen, and then we'll know that you're done and we can move on to the next person. We're going to start off with Brother Hubert. You have any good news you would like to share before?
Yes. I am the physical healing paragraph. Miracles of healing are not of the old, as some confess, because God's word says, I am the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The work that I do, you will do. You shall do even greater work than me. It does take faith, though, faith of a mustard seed. Confess God's word with authority over your body 2 times a day, and it will increase your faith. God's word will not return to him void. We are to return his word to him by giving it voice. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void without producing any effect useless. But it shall accomplish that which I purpose and please, and it shall prosper in the things in which I sent it. I create the fruit of the lip, peace, and peace to him that is far off, and to him that is near, saith the Lord, and I will heal him. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Hubert. I did have another caller join. The last 4 digits of your number is 40469, if you can let us know who you are.
Clarissa.
Welcome, Sister Clarissa.
And Faith is here, too. This is Faith. I'm also here.
All right. Yes, welcome. Thank you, guys, for attending.
Yeah.
All righty. Next I have Auntie Carrie. Do you have any good news you would like to share this evening?
Yes, I have a passage from Numbers. Number 6. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. We ask God to bless all who are on the line. We thank you so much for giving us this time, and we just want to bless his holy name. We want to bless Daniel and all the other sick ones on our sick list that we pray for every week. So, Lord, we just calling on you, just let your will be done in this family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for sharing. This is Gary out of number 6. Next I have Sister Candace, do you have any good news you would like to share?
No, ma'am, not at this time.
Okay. Sister Shirley. Sister Shirley.
I have a prayer for Daniel. Oh, God, our Father, I call on you this evening in a special way. I live under your power, and I believe in your word. I know you to be a healing God. Right now, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you will look upon Brother Daniel with your eyes of mercy, that your healing hands rest upon him, that your life-giving power flow through every cell of his body and into the depth of his soul. Lord, please strengthen Brother Daniel where he is weak and build him up where he has been torn down. Let your love hold him and keep him through his suffering and pain. Restore him for service in your kingdom. I pray in Jesus' name that my prayer is in your will. Amen.
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 Thank you for sharing that beautiful prayer, Shirley. Next, I have Archie Dot. You have any good news you would like to share?
Yes, I'm going to read the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will feel no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff shall comfort me. They prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. They anointed my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for reading the Psalm 23, Auntie Dot. Next I have Sister Tawana. Would you like to share any good news with us this evening?
No, I do not have anything to share tonight.
Okay, thank you. Next I have Nikisha, do you have anything you would like to share with us this evening?
Hello, everyone. I have a scripture. Well, it's a passage, I guess, from James chapter 5, verse starting at verse 13 through, I think, 18. Is there anyone among you suffering? Then he must pray. Is anyone cheerful? He is to sing praises. Is anyone among you sick? Then he must call for the elders of the church, and they are to pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is sick. And the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray to one another so that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. Then he prayed again, and the sky poured rain, and the earth produced its fruit. Amen.
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 Thank you for James 5, Keisha, for sharing. We did have another caller. The number ended in 994, but they seem to have dropped, so hopefully they'll join us again. Next, I'm going to ask Sister Faith, do you have any good news you would like to share?
Sister Faith, did you say?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay, yes. I do. I just want to say that I trust God. I trust what he's doing. I trust the favor that he has put upon my dad, Daniel, but also the entire family. So I trust him, and I'm just going to ask the Lord to just continue to just cover him with his precious blood. And just continue to encamp his angels around the hospital, shoulder to shoulder. And I'm just praying that the Lord covers the hands of each medical staff that comes in and out of the room taking care of him. And God is very good, and I feel really at peace right now. So I just wanted to share that. And I say that in Jesus' name, and I love everyone here. So.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Love you too.
Amen.
We love you too. Amen. Thanks for sharing, Sister Faith. Next, I have Loretta. Would you like to share any good news with us?
I have a prayer that I would like to share. It goes on to say, Dear Lord, we thank you for pouring out your grace and your amazing love over our life, over our family, friends, and loved ones. Even though we don't deserve it, we even cannot repay you. You have still in your mercy. Love us unconditionally. We pray that you would hold us in your loving arms today. Protect our family, friends, and loved ones. And we ask that you guide each and every one of us in our steps and lead us in all our ways. Father God, we pray that you will, that we pray that we will walk by faith and not by sight. And we pray that we will always walk under your protection and your wisdom in line with your words. There's no guarantee that we will live a life free of trial and tribulation, but we thank you that we do have the guarantee of your help. For our help comes from the Lord, and we trust and believe that you will deliver us each and every time as we call upon your name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer, Loretta. All righty. Next I have Auntie Janet. Do you have any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
I was on mute. Okay. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
I'm just so happy to be a part of this prayer session. And I would like to share Psalm 91. But before I do this, I would like to just convey my love and prayers to the family, especially my sister May, the faithful one, and I'm sure Angela. I just appreciate the love that you all exude for each other. And I thank God for being a part of your family, really. I love you very much. And my heart is with Daniel. I don't know. I've fallen in love with him. I have a Daniel as well. Okay, I would like to share a portion of Psalm 91 for Daniel. I decree and declare that Daniel dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and he abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord in behalf of Daniel that the Lord is Daniel's refuge and his fortress, and he is, and in God that Daniel does place his trust. Surely, Daniel shall be delivered from the snares of the fowl and from the noise and pestilence. He shall be covered with the feathers of the Lord, and under the wings of the Lord he will trust. The truth, which is the word of God, shall be Daniel's shield and buckler. Daniel shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. Only with Daniel's eyes shall he see and behold the reward of the wicked. Daniel has made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, his habitation. Therefore, I declare and decree that no evil shall befall Daniel, neither shall any plague come in his dwelling. For I praise and thank the Lord that he's given his angels charge over Daniel to keep Daniel in all of his ways. Although he might be in the hospital under the doctor's care, we know that God is with him and his angels are in place hovering over Daniel. The angels will bear Daniel up in their hand that he will not dash his foot against a stone. And we thank and praise the Lord. When we call on the Lord, he does hear us. And we thank God that he does hear and answer our prayers and that his precious will be done in behalf of my good friend, my sister's son, Daniel. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for sharing the 91st Psalm, Monty Lanning, and your personal feelings towards that. I appreciate that. We do have another caller that joined. It looks like it's Auntie Marie. Good evening.
Good evening.
Happy good evening.
Welcome.
All right.
Thank you, God. The next caller that I have is Little Daniel. Would you like to share any good news this evening with us?
Hey, everybody. Hello, hello.
Hello,
I
hello.
Love everybody. Thank you for being on the call. And I would like to take the time to thank God for allowing me to see my dad as an adult. I know our relationship was strained due to all kinds of things and journeys that we had to go on. But I was really grateful to visit him last year and really enjoy him. And I call on the Lord to ask to have more opportunities to do so. And either way of God's will still allowed me to look into my father and have joy with all the things and greatness that he's given me. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I love y'all, y'all.
We love you more. Love you more.
Love you more.
We love you. Yes.
We love you.
All righty. My next caller is Cousin Beryl. Do you have anything new you would like to share?
I'll pass at this time.
Not a problem. How about you, Cousin Sylvia? Do you have any news you would like to share this evening?
Hello, everybody. Thank you all for joining us to be a part. I would just like to offer up a prayer for Daniel. Father, we come before you tonight, Lord God. We give you praise, honor, and glory for who you are. Father, we bring before you our cousin, our son, our brother, our nephew, Lord God, our father, our friend. Lord God, we bring him before you tonight, Brother Daniel. God, we ask that you would touch his body right now, that you would heal him in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, we thank you for what you're already doing in his life. We thank you for what you've already done thus far while he's there in the hospital. God, we pray for the doctors, oh God, and all those that will come in contact with him and be involved with his care. I pray, Father God, that they will be patient with him, Lord God. I pray, Father God, that they will use the knowledge that you have given unto them, Lord God, to make the right decisions for his health care. Father, I pray right now that you would touch the heart of Aunt May, Lord God. I pray, Father God, that you would move that heaviness away from her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and that you would grant her peace, Father God. I pray right now, Lord God, that you would touch Daniel's body, Lord God, and that you would heal him, Lord God, as none other can do. Father, we know that with you all things are possible, Lord God. And so, Father, we bring them before you tonight, Lord God, asking that you would have your way right now in the name name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, we pray, oh God, that you would touch his body, oh God. We pray, Father God, that all of the liquid, Lord God, and the fluid that was in his body, Lord God, we pray, God, that it has been drained away, Lord God, and it will not return, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray right now that you would open up his mind, Lord God. I pray, Father, that there would be someone there that would minister to him, Christ, Lord God. I pray, Father God, if he is not saved, Lord God, that you would touch him right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, and that you would send an angel there, Lord God, to minister to him, Lord God. I pray, Father God, that he would turn his life over to you, Lord God, while he still has breath in his body, Lord God. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that as this family has come together, dear Lord, oh God, I pray that our prayers, oh God, will be heard by you, Lord God. Father, you said where two or three are gathered together in your name, that you are there in the midst, Lord God. You said, oh God, what we bind on earth, oh God, shall also be bound in heaven, oh God. And what we loose, oh God, will be loose on earth and will be loose from heaven, Lord God. And so, Father, we come right now binding, and we come right now, Lord God, binding that sickness that is in his body, Lord God. We pray, Father God, that you would allow Daniel to be patient with the doctors, Lord God. I pray right now, Lord God, that you would not let him be combative in the name of Jesus, that you would bring peace to his body, Lord God. Let him lie there in the bed and be still, Lord God. I pray, Father God, that he will receive, Lord God, the treatment that they are giving to him, Lord God. And, Father, we pray right now, Lord God, that all things that you do, Lord God, we know, God, that it will be good and it will be very good, Lord God. And so, Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to come before you tonight. We give you praise, honor, and glory, Lord God. And we ask, oh God, that you will hear this prayer tonight, Lord God, that your ears are inclined to all of the prayers, all of the words of peace, Lord God, all of the scriptures that have been read, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being with us, oh God, and we will praise your name forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and hallelujah.
Auntie Betty?
Yes. I'm coming from the book Psalm 91:95. Oh, come, let us worship, bow down. Let us serve our Maker, for he is our God. We are the people that he watched over. God is faithful and faithful. When we put our trust in him, he quiets our heart because he has been faithful throughout history, and we can trust him in our trouble. So we are praying for Daniel tonight and ask God to have his way, because God is in charge. We're going to give God the glory and give God the praise, and God will send his angels to do his work. Whatever it is, we are able to accept whatever God does, because we trust him with our life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
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 Thank you for that beautiful prayer from Psalms 95, Auntie Betty. I did have another caller join. The last four digits of the number is 0411. Could you announce yourself? Number is 0411. Area code 706. The number ends in 0411. Would you announce yourself? That's all right. You just want to be a little. Yeah. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear it.
I said she might not know that some phone you have to push one to get it on time.
Oh, okay. Who is it?
I don't know who it is, but I know I had
to mess one. Okay, well, that's all right. You just want to be a listener? That's fine. We appreciate you joining. I'm going to move right along. The next person that I have is
Mom, did you want to say anything else?
No. Okay. Auntie Marie, do you have any news you would like to share on the call this evening?
No, I'm just listening.
All right. Amen. We appreciate your attendance. Amen. All righty. Cousin Tangi, do you have any news you would like to share with us this evening?
I don't have anything to say. Just asking that everything continues to go well as it's going in the direction.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Righty. Sister Clarissa, do you have any good news or any news you would like to share this evening?
I just wanted to send my love to my baby brother, Daniel, and to my grandma, May, and to my auntie Angela, and all the people that are close, you know, in the family. I love everybody, Auntie Loretta. And I just wanted to say one verse, Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work for the good of those that love the Lord and called according to his purpose. And so
yeah.
Everything is going to be all right.
That's right.
And I love y'all. Love y'all.
Amen.
All righty. Now, did I get everyone that's on the call? I know I haven't said what I would like to share, but I, you know, is there anyone else that I may have omitted in error that would like to say something?
Amen.
Okay. Well, let me say what I want to say. This is coming out of my little Prayers and Promises for Wisdom book, and the title of it is Deliverance. We waited patiently for the Lord, and he turned to us and he heard our cries. He lifted us up out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire. He set our feet on a rock, and he gave us a firm place to stand. He put a new song in our mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. Let's humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift us up. The righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time. So in prayer, Jesus, you are our deliverer. And we thank you for delivering us from the bondage of sin and death and setting the captive free. Father God, sometimes fear and darkness still closes in around us. But we plead your blood over these times, especially over Daniel in his time of need, Father God. Deliver him from the darkness that oppresses him and bring him into a spacious place, Father God. You are the good shepherd, always looking out for us and protecting us. We know that we can rely on you, Father God. There is nothing that can separate us from your love. You will go to the greatest length to protect us. You protect Daniel, who is one of your sheep. So we thank you, Father God, for being in our presence, Father God. We thank you for guiding us. And we thank you for your love. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for creating us in your image. We thank you for all that you do for us daily, Father God.
just ask you to continue to renew our minds, renew our thoughts. And Father God, just touch Daniel. Touch him, Father God. Let him know that you love him. Let him know that you are right there beside him with all your angels, Father God. Father God, we know that what happens is in your hands. But we also know that there is nothing impossible for you, Father God. That if we are to gather together today, we ask for miracle healing, Father God. And if that miracle healing is not what we want, we know that it is your will, Father God. And either way, we know that Daniel is well taken care of. Father God, we thank you. We can't thank you enough for who you are. And we just thank you for protecting this family. We thank you for the love that this family has shown on this day. Just their presence, the time that they took out to be here, shows that we all have Jesus right in us to care for one another in our time of need. Father God, touch the children of Daniel at this moment. Give them strength and let them know how much you love and appreciate each and every one of them, Father God. And let them know that you are still in control. You are in control. He is in the best place that he needs to be right now. To keep your head up and rely on him. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Okay. If no one else has anything else to share, I am going to bring the call to a close. But I will open it up one last time if anyone has something they want to share before we close. I kind of got lost. I don't know if I had anybody doing the closing prayer, but I feel like I just did that myself. So we're going to go ahead and conclude. And as we always conclude, we play a little song. So I am going to play one of my favorites. The title is called Fires. And what I love about that you haven't heard this song before, it talks about how God pulls us out of the fires of life, the things that we are experiencing. So this song can come again in that pulls us out of the fire that he's in. Amen.
Amen.
I understand what you're saying, Mom, because it's cutting out a lot. I don't know if somebody's not muted or something.
Yeah, it's people not muted. If you
want to hear me,
okay, that did it. Let me.
I remember how you told me that life may not be easy, and everything that I need, you've already given me. remember how you told me I can trust you completely. So why am I doubting when you prove that you fight for me? You walked me through fire, hold me through flames. If you've been this with me, I won't be afraid. When the smoke billows higher, oh, and higher, it feels like I can barely breathe. I walk through these fires, 'cause you're walking with me. I'm changed by your mercy, covered by your peace. I'm living out the victory. Does it mean I won't feel the heat? You walk me through fire, hold me through pain. If you've been this with me, I won't be afraid. When the smoke billows higher, oh, and higher, and it feels like I can barely breathe, I walk through these fires, 'cause you're walking with me.
Love you.
Have a blessed week.
Okay.